The bell jingled again, and Bea Livingston swept in like a tropical storm. Today, she wore a flowing caftan and a peacock print so bright it had its own weather system, paired with earrings the size of small chandeliers. Her red hair sizzled with electricity. "Sorry I'm late," she announced, though she was actually 10 minutes early. "Mr. Whiskers was so uncooperative." She held up her hands to display several small scratches. "Battle wounds." "I have some antiseptic cream," I offered.
"Don't bother. I've survived 3 husbands and more hurricanes than I can count," she said with a dismissive wave that sent her bangles jangling. "A few cat scratches on nothing."
She settled into her usual chair and immediately leaned forward. "Now, before we start, has anyone seen our mysterious sheriff today?" I rolled my eyes. The whole island was fascinated by the new sheriff. Maybe because he'd been brought in because of a scandal. Maybe because he wasn't a local. Or maybe none of the gossips could get any personal information out of him. But the Silver Sleuth Sheriff Watch made the CIA look like a bunch of amateurs.
"Not since yesterday,"
Walt reported.
"He was at the pharmacy picking up a prescription."
"Did you see what for?"
Deidre asked, leaning in so eagerly she nearly knocked over her teacup.
"Couldn't tell,"
Walt said, clearly disappointed by this gap in his intelligence gathering.
"Brown paperback, folded at the top. Very discreet."
"Blood pressure medication, most likely,"
Hank declared with authority.
"Law enforcement has the highest rate of hypertension of any profession."
"Could be pain medication,"
Dottie countered, tapping her fingers thoughtfully on the table.
"Did you notice how he rolls his neck? I bet it's arthritis. Unless he's addicted to pain pills, that's a whole other problem."
"Maybe it's something more personal," Bea whispered, raising her eyebrows. All I could do was shake my head. The poor sheriff would have an interminable disease by the time they got through with him. "Or it could just be allergy medicine," I offered. "I've seen him sneeze every time he walks past the magnolias on Harbor Street."
"Interesting that you've noticed his sneezing habits, Mabel," Bea said, her smile spreading like warm butter.
I felt my cheeks flush. "We live on a 4,000-acre island. Everyone knows everything."
"Clearly not everything,"
Walt said, rubbing his chin thoughtfully.
"Otherwise, we'd know what was in that prescription."
"You all do realize that stalking the sheriff is probably illegal, right?"
"It's not stalking," Deidre protested. "It's community awareness. You should just ask Jerry, Hank. Don't you two play golf together?"
Hank grunted.
"Jerry holds confidences better than a Catholic priest. He's a pharmacist with scruples."
"Imagine that," I murmured.